This week, a very difficult week for the Jewish people here in Yerushalayim and in general. And of course, we're all connected to each other. And I think the combination of seeing the terrible hatred that many have for us as a people, and seeing it at a time when pure Jews are davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a unique contrast that's very hard for us to stomach. And of course, if we look for answers, if we look for direction, we always look to Parshat Shavua. And this week's Parsha is almost scripted to relate to the themes that we as a people experienced this week. On the one hand, we read about anti-Semitism. Yitzchak is attacked by the Plishtim, who are filling up the wells, who are doing everything they can to make his life miserable out of jealousy of him. And in fact, he is the first to feel and express this sense of anti-Semitism when Avimelech and his general visit him. The end of the story, he says, "What are you doing here? Atem sinetem oti. You've hated me." Yitzchak feels and expresses this sense of a Jew being hated. And of course, at the beginning of the Parsha, we read about the struggle between Yaakov and Esav in the womb. Vayit rotetzu habanim bekirba. And Chazal tell us, based on the prophecy that Rivka receives, ulaom milaom yeematz, that there'll be a constant struggle between the Jews and other peoples of the world. Of course, this is the root, of the term that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai coined as a halacha, that it's yodua, that Esav sone et Yaakov. So anti-Semitism is definitely a central theme in this week's parasha. But so is tefillah. Chazal tells us that the Avos instituted the tefillot, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, but it's really here where we hear, where it's presented as a tefillah. Avram, we're told, daven, but it was more a request on behalf of stone. Yitzchak says, Vayetzi lasuach basada, in last week's parasha. Chazal tells us he was davening, but it's really here where it says, Vayetar Yitzchak. Yitzchak is davening for a child. So we have tefillah, we have anti-Semitism. But the two come together in a pasuk that's almost chilling, in light of the events we experienced this week. In the first words, Yitzchak says to Yaakov, who is dressed as Esav, as far as the significance of how he comes before him. And as we know, Yitzchak is confused by Yaakov's voice versus the clothing he wears on his arms. And it says that Yitzchak responded and said, Hakol kol Yaakov v'hayadayim yidei Esav. The voice sounds like Yaakov, and Chazal tell us it wasn't just the tone of the voice, it was the content of what he spoke and how he spoke. The hands, though, feel like the hands of Esav. Chazal famously, Eicha Rabba, darshan the relationship between these two phrases. And we're told, Kol zman shekolo shel Yaakov bibate knesiot uvate midrashot. As long as the voice of Yaakov is heard in the shuls and schools, Ein hayadayim yidei Esav. The hands are not of Esav. The kol zman she'ein kolo mitzafseif v'bate knesiyot v'bate midrashot. When we don't hear the voice, hayadayim yidei Esav, then those hands are the hands of Esav. And of course, it's generally explained that Esav has the force that we're protected from when we daven in our shuls and learn in our schools. This medrash is chilling when we think about the events this week, but not only is it chilling, but we ask the obvious question. If the hands of Esav only attack when we're not davening and learning in our schools and shuls, how do we understand the hands of Esav attacking when we are, whilst we are, butchering Jews who are davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a shul that's a school? I'd like to share with you a thought that was authored by the author of the Ma'alot HaTorah, a sefer written a few hundred years ago by my great-great-great-great-grandfather, 8th generation. His name was Avraham, known as Rav Avraham Achi Hagra, the brother of the Vilna Gaon. And he asks that if you look in the Pasuk seems to imply that Hakol Kol Yaakov v'hayadayim yidei Esav. When it's the call of Yaakov, then the yadayim yidei Esav. It doesn't say one or the other. It seems to imply that the two go together. And Chazal are darshing the Pasuk in the opposite way, that it's one or the other. He also points out that the Torah says that Yitzchak couldn't tell who he was, v'yivarcheyo, and he blessed him. And it doesn't say what the bracha was. Only later we're told of brachas that are more mefurish. What was the bracha that Yitzchak gave Yaakov right now? The Maal Satorah, Bavraham Achi Agra, says that if you look carefully, the Medrash doesn't say that the hands of Esav will be to Esav. Hakol kol Yaakov, then hayadayim yidei Esav are for Yaakov. When our voice cries out in tefillah and in learning, that's when the hands of Esav are things we can also use. If kol kol Yaakov, then we are able to use the yadayim of Esav. But if we don't have the call of Yaakov, then they are Esav's yadayim and not our own. This image of Yaakov coming before Yitzchak with the hands of Esav, he'll only have those hands when the call is the call of Yaakov. And of course we know this later on in the Torah, when the Jews fought the Milchama against Amalek, Esav's grandchild, and Moshe stood on the hill with his hands up. Mishnah Rosh Hashanah tells us the symbolism of this was that we have the ability to fight when we're Mechavein Klapei Mala, and we understand who gives us the ability to fight. And that's why Esther, when she had to walk in front of Achashverosh and do her Hishtadlut, she turned to Mordechai and said, tell the Jewish people to gather together and fast for me and daven for me. Our ability to use our hands, our ability to physically defend ourselves, hinges on our recognition that those physical abilities are rooted in our kol Yaakov. Unfortunately, the Jewish people right now have a schism. We have people who invest in tefillah. We have people who invest in warfare, in fighting, in hishtadlut. And unfortunately, many Jews don't realize the connection and linkage and dependency of one on the other. That our ability to fight and defend ourselves depends on our recognition that klapei mala, hakol kol Yaakov, that we're davening in our shuls and schools, and that gives us the ability to defend ourselves. This situation should be a reminder to us. What happened this week should remind us that we won't be able to defend ourselves without our tefillah, and that we have to translate our tefillah into the hishtadlus of defending ourselves. We have to take together the kol kol Yaakov and the Yadayim Yidei Esav. And that's what gives me a lot of pride, to be associated with a yeshiva where boys learn and daven, and then the same boys go out to defend and to have to fight the wars with Esav. And that's when we bring it all together, when we appreciate the need for kol kol Yaakov and Yadayim Yidei Esav. May we learn the relationship, the linkage, and the integration, and be able to defend ourselves based on our turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And may we suffer no more sadness and only joy together, good health, simcha, and nachat. Shabbat shalom.